This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The hand of Yahuwah is revealed in the unraveling. They call it progress. They speak of enlightenment, of tolerance. But I tell you plainly, it is the ancient enmity of Edom rising again in these latter days. Look around you and see the rot that festers beneath the gilded veneer of what they call Western civilization. A scarlet thread woven through the fabric of nations, marking Edom's enduring presence, its persistent hatred for Israel. Obadiah spoke of it, generations ago, a relentless animosity. It isn't merely a political conflict, but a spiritual one, rooted in the very beginning of time. Remember Cain, whose heart was consumed with envy, whose offering Yahuwah rejected. That same spirit of rejection, of rebellion against the Most High, dwells within the descendants of Esau. And now observe the nations once considered pillars of morality. They embrace practices that defile the very foundations of creation. The shedding of innocent blood, the taking of life in the womb, celebrated as a rite. Psalm 106 speaks of such abomination, a turning away from the covenant, a sacrifice to demons. The sacred covenant of marriage, established by Yahuwah for the flourishing of families, is mocked, redefined, torn asunder. Perversion is elevated, the natural order overthrown. This is not accidental, friends. This is the deliberate work of a force determined to dismantle everything Yahuwah holds sacred. The family, the very bedrock of Israel's covenant with Yahuwah, is under assault. Children are orphaned, not by war or famine, but by choice. Fathers abandon their responsibility. Mothers prioritize self over the nurturing of future generations. This is not a societal drift. It's a carefully constructed dismantling. Edom's triumph isn't in open warfare, but in the quiet erosion of the foundations upon which righteous generations are built. They seek to sever the line, to break the chain of covenant promise, to leave Israel scattered and vulnerable. But Yahuwah is not powerless. He sees the scarlet thread, he knows the source of the poison, and he is preparing a reckoning. While Edom schemes in the shadows, while they manufacture narratives of victimhood and righteousness, other nations stir. Reports indicate increased military activity, a strategic repositioning in the lands of Persia, a familiar echo of Yeshekel's prophecies. Remember the nations gathered for conflict, the alignments and realignments foretold. Persia, a key player in that ancient drama, is once again flexing its power, testing the boundaries. This isn't a random escalation. It's a fulfillment of the watchman's duty to observe the signs, to connect the dots. And amidst the turmoil, a stirring among scattered Israel, a growing awareness, a weight of covenant promise pressing upon the hearts of those who have long wandered in the wilderness. Devarim 30 speaks of this awakening, of a return to the ancient paths, of a reclaiming of identity. It is not a return to the land, necessarily, but a return to the covenant, a separation from the Babylonian systems that have held Israel captive for generations. This is a reclaiming of a righteous economic system, a turning away from the defilement of usury and exploitation. They offer you stage props, manufactured narratives. They speak of a rebuilt temple, of a resurrected priesthood, of a red heifer as some kind of prophetic key. Do not be deceived. These are Edomite misdirections, designed to distract you from the true work of restoration, from the internal reckoning that must take place within the hearts of scattered Israel. The temple is not built of stone and mortar, but of repentance and righteousness. The priesthood is not a lineage of men, but a covenant relationship with Yahuwah. The purification comes not from the ashes of a calf, but from the washing of Ruach HaKodesh. Malachi warned of this insidious influence, this subtle weaving of Edomite values into the fabric of our lives. They seek to dilute the purity of the covenant, to make Yahuwah's laws palatable to a world consumed by darkness. They offer compromise, they preach tolerance, but their true aim is to extinguish the flame of truth. But the flame still burns. It flickers in the hearts of those who remember the promise, who cling to the covenant, who refuse to bow down to the idols of this age. Yahuwah is awakening his people, scattering the darkness, preparing them for the great and terrible day. The judgment on Edom is not a future event. It is unfolding before our eyes. The exposure of their wickedness, the unraveling of their schemes, the scattering of their power, it is all part of the divine plan. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.